My Wife Needs a Break, episode number 5. Here we are. We're back again. I told y'all I'm trying to be more consistent, and here we are a week later getting out episode 5 of the podcast, My Wife Needs a Break. My name is Rui, here with y'all again. If this is your first time listening, I appreciate you checking it out and seeing what's happening here on My Wife Needs a Break. Essentially, a podcast where I get to just talk about random stuff that I'm thinking about or that's on my mind throughout the week that I don't want to pester my wife with. So that's kind of what we're doing here with the podcast. So last week I told y'all we had taken like a break of like a month that was not intentional. So I'm trying to be more consistent. And we also talked about the fact that my goal was to keep the podcast kind of tightly packaged until about a half an hour. We were at like 40 something minutes last week. And I think if it's just me by myself once a week, that I think 30 minutes is enough time for y'all to spend like listening to me rant about sports and music and, you know, trying to do stand up comedy and all of that stuff. So, you know, the podcast is listed under comedy if this is your first time listening. But, you know, I don't know if everything's really funny. A lot of it's just stuff I want to talk about. I think, you know, sometimes there's some humor in it, but it didn't really fit in any of the other categories. And since I do comedy, I just figured we'll throw it under that. I talk a lot about sports. So, I mean, there's a way, in a way, it could end up being more of a sports podcast. But, you know, we're going to roll with it and we're going to do that. So 30 minutes here on episode 5. Today, I'm going to be covering a few things to give you a rundown so you can figure out here in the first couple of minutes if you even want to, you know, spend your time listening. We've also got a playlist that I put together, so I let y'all know what songs I'm going to add to the, you know, My Wife Needs a Break playlist that's on Apple Music, so y'all can check that out as well. So today we're going to be talking about rappers and retirement. So we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, rappers and the idea of them being able to retire from the rap game and just my thoughts on that. We're going to be talking about the NCAA March Madness, the Final Four. We're going to talk about some predictions for the Final Four. We're going to talk about the women's Final Four, because, you know, they grind and they do a lot of work and people overlook that whole, you know, tournament. So I want to talk a little bit about the women's Final Four as well. I'm going to talk about the NBA, getting close to playoff time. And I figured there's a few topics I want to touch on that. And then we're going to talk about comedy, how things have been going for myself, my last week or so, what I've been up to, any upcoming shows I've got, and anything I've been watching, anything I've been listening to. So going to talk about that as well, and we're going to wrap up the whole podcast, which is going to be new this week, and I'm going to try to do this every week. I mentioned it on episode 4, which is that I want to start doing some shout outs, mainly of people like on Instagram that I follow that I think are someone to either someone to look out for to follow, or someone that I follow that I think is just, you know, real dope and they do cool things, and I think it'd be cool if y'all check them out as well. So we're going to also jump into some shout outs at the end, so that'll kind of be the new thing we're doing, and hopefully that'll round us out at about 30 minutes. And, you know, whenever you're listening to this, you can go about your day. I'm recording this on a Tuesday night, about 10:30 West Coast time. I just got back from an open mic, so I'll talk a little bit about that and all that fun stuff. But so this will be debuting on a Wednesday. It'll be Wednesday, March 28th will be when this is dropping. So hopefully, you know, whenever you're listening to this, you enjoy it. But yeah, gonna keep it to a tight 30. So let's jump right into all this stuff we got to talk about here on My Wife Needs a Break, the podcast. It's real important. All right, rappers. I don't think you can retire. I just want to put that out there. As a rapper, I don't think you can retire. Two rappers recently, one kind of sort of almost retired, and one has said that they are retiring. And so I want to talk a little bit about both of those things, and then also where I think that all came from. So first thing is, about 2 weeks ago now, Lloyd Banks, of G-Unit fame, one of the, you know, over the years has been considered one of the best lyricists in the game, somebody who, you know, spits bars. Lloyd Banks, he put out an Instagram post or a tweet where basically he was shouting out everybody who influenced him over the years and basically saying it was time to hang him up, something along those lines. I don't got the exact quote in front of me because, again, I just don't think rappers can retire. So everyone started talking about, oh, Lloyd Banks is retiring, and like, oh, this is like a thing. He's retiring from the game. And, you know, some people, like, you know, made jokes like, you know, they didn't even know Lloyd Banks still made music, or they didn't even know Lloyd Banks was still alive. And then, you know, some people are big Lloyd Banks fans, so they were like, you know, sticking up for Lloyd Banks and what have you. For me, the thing that was interesting to me was Banks, like, he pretty quickly backtracked and said he's not really retiring, and he was just saying how, oh, it's so crazy how the media can just run away with things. And I think it's funny because it's like, dude, you posted it on your social media. Like, I don't know if some of these rappers realize nowadays, like, and entertainers in general, you are the media, dummy. Like, you're the media. Like, you put it out yourself. There's no way you can, like, take it out of context or misconstrue what you're saying. You're the one typing the shit. Like, you're the one putting it out there. So for Lloyd Banks or whoever, like, whatever rapper is, you know, and I like Lloyd Banks, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, Hunger for More, Lloyd, you know, Banks' first album, that was great. And he got, ended up, you know, putting out other, you know, hit records over the years. And I think he's a great rapper. But come on, fam. Like, you can't act like you just, what, you retiring from rap? You retiring from art, from an activity? Like, it don't make no sense. Like, you know, so Banks did that, and he was kind of all, you know, like, oh, I'm not really retiring. And, you know, it was kind of funny. 50 Cent, who, you know, from G-Unit, you know, made fun of him, and he made some jokes about, you know, Banks retiring. I thought it was humorous, but, you know, so people kind of came at Banks like, oh, how you, like, you know, now you're backtracking, you're not retiring. So people were confused. One more, it appears to be like a more concrete, like, oh, I'm out of here, I'm done. Young Jeezy, aka just Jeezy now. I remember when he was just Young Jeezy, the Snowman. But, you know, Jeezy, he's saying that he's about to retire. He said he's got an album coming out that's going to be his last album. So he's saying that this is going to be his final, you know, his final music. That he said he's putting out Thug Motivation 104, and that's going to be his final album that he's putting out. And he's going to, you know, basically, essentially, he said in his post that, you know, he's basically going to graduate. That's it. It's over. I feel like Thug Motivation, if it was a class, you'd get past 104 as the class. That don't even seem like you got that far, you know? You ain't even at a 400 level class. I guess that's what happens when dudes who didn't go to college, you know, make titles of their albums after, like, coursework. You can't really be mad at them. But, you know, 104 wouldn't be the end. You would think you do more than just the 100. That's very basic. That's freshman year. So you think you get more, but I like Jeezy. I think Jeezy's good. I think he's very influential on the culture and everything. But, you know, he thinks he's done. He thinks he's moving on to other things, which I hope he does a lot of good in the community. He does a lot of good. But again, I just don't get this whole retiring from rap thing. Like, it's an art form. Like, you ain't really going to stop rapping. Like, well, you're not going to tour ever again. Like there's dudes who stop rapping, you know, in the mainstream and aren't popular anymore, like, years ago. But people still tour, you know what I'm saying? Like, Ja Rule still tours, you know what I mean? Like, him and Ashanti are on tour, like, right now, you know what I mean? Even after that whole failed festival thing he was a part of a year ago, you know, even Ja Rule's out here, you know, making moves. Everyone's out here making money still. You know, Eric B and Rakim are going on tour after, like, 20 years or something like that. They haven't been on tour. Like, everybody can still get money in hip-hop. Like, you don't have to, you know, retiring, just, it just seems so dumb to me. Like, it's not a sport. But, you know, hip hop and sports, especially basketball, particularly, you know, because, you know, every basketball player wants to be a rapper and every rapper wants to be a basketball player. They take this idea of, like, retiring, you know, like, to this weird level where it's like, why would you even think you can't really retire from this, my man? Like, and it all started with Jay-Z. Back when Jay-Z was like, I'm out of here, Black Album, it's my last album, I'm out of here, I'm retiring from rap. And everyone treated like he really retired or something, you know, and it's really because of basketball, man. It's because Michael Jordan retired. You know, everybody wants to, you know, be like Mike in some way or another. And, you know, so these rappers are still saying they're retiring. It's like, yo, you can't retire. Like, it don't make any sense to me. Like, fashion designers don't just, like, retire from, like, fashion. Like, you know what I'm saying? They might not be popular anymore. They might not work for a certain company, but they always creating stuff. They're always making stuff for certain people. It ain't like you just quit this thing you do. You know, it's like, basketball players, they stop playing basketball because they're retiring from, like, a league where they no longer participate professionally. But there is no, like, level to what's professional. Like, SoundCloud rappers are, like, real rappers technically. Like, you don't need to be, like, signed to a record label to be real. So I don't get the idea of retiring. Like, you're just gonna stop doing this thing you claim you love so much. Like, you're just done with it. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So rappers, I'm just gonna need y'all to stop saying you're retiring. It's dumb. Jay-Z did it, and he, and look, every year is supposed to be like the last time you might ever get to see Jay-Z go on tour. I remember it was like 2009 or 2010, and I think Hov had put out like Blueprint 3, and he went on tour, and he had come through my hometown, and it was like, you know, a big deal. Like, you gotta go see Jay-Z. Like, you might never get to see Jay-Z in concert ever again. And now basically you can see Jay-Z in concert with Beyonce like every other year, every year. So what are we talking about retiring? Like, none of these guys retire. Like, you can't retire from art form. Like, you know, it's not, you're not basketball players, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get slow. Like, you just, you know, you might get irrelevant, but like, Jay-Z's proven, like, you can be an older guy and still be popular. You know, like, Snoop Dogg just reinvented himself again and put out like a gospel like album or something. So like, you could always, you know, keep creating and keep making stuff and be relevant if you're interesting enough. You know, it's not like sports where you no longer could do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, your body don't let you do it no more. You could keep rapping. Like, that ain't, you don't got to stop rapping. So, you know, rappers, please stop. We don't want to hear it no more. Please stop with the "you're retiring." Lloyd Banks, just keep putting out mixtapes. Keep rapping. Jeezy, go in the community, do your thing. But if you feel like getting in the booth and rapping, you don't got to unretire, bro. Just go in the booth, be the snowman, spit that heat, Thug Motivation. We love it, okay? Jay-Z, you're going to be 90 years old still spitting raps. You know what I'm saying? Like, you and Blue Ivy and your other weird kids with their weird names. You know what I'm saying? Y'all all going to be rapping together, family albums and all that. Like, stop retiring from rap. It's stupid, all right? Just, we don't need it anymore. Just keep being great. Keep making music. Keep pushing the culture forward. Stop saying you're retiring. It sounds dumb. Staying on the music tip, like I mentioned, we have the playlist that we put, that I put together. My wife needs a break. The playlist, it's on Apple Music. There's always a link out there to it. If you go to my website, RuiComedy.com, you can get links to the podcast. You can get links to the playlist as well. So two songs I'm adding this week. Last week I added like five because I had been gone for like a month, but I'm only adding two this week. First one is by Lil Dicky. Speaking of people who don't take themselves too serious, this is one thing I like about him. Lil Dicky, if you never heard of him, very funny rapper. He's a talented guy. I think he's, you know, almost like a comedian, but he's a real, he really can spit. You know, he's funny. He has a song with Chris Brown called Freaky Friday. The video makes the song 100 times funnier, so I definitely recommend go check out the video for Freaky Friday by Lil Dicky featuring Chris Brown. Really, it's Chris Brown featuring Lil Dicky. Chris takes CBs on the whole record, but very funny song. Also, just a catchy record. Like, it's a mustard beat. Like, it's crazy to me that Lil Dicky, like, literally, he got this DJ Mustard beat, and he's thinking to himself, man, I should really call up Chris Brown and say, yo, Chris, I got this idea. We switch bodies. You sing as if you're me and your body, and I'll rap as if I'm you. Like, it's hilarious. So definitely check it out. And I think it's a cool song. It's catchy. So I threw that on the playlist. More so if you've never seen the video, so you can check out the video too. So that's one we put on there. And then the second song I'm putting on this week, Tory Lanez. It's called For Me. It's a real catchy, smooth record. Got a nice vibe to it. Off his new album, Memories Don't Die. Definitely a dope record. I think Tory Lanez is still, people think he's trying to find his sound. I'm sure he is. I mean, you know, he sounds like a lot of people, but you know, he says a lot of people sound like him because he's been writing for a lot of people. So got a new Lil Dicky, Chris Brown, Freaky Friday, Tory Lanez, For Me. That's on the playlist. So we're adding both of those songs today. If you're listening on anchor.fm, if you're listening through the Anchor app, you know you can get snippets of these songs. Obviously, when I put the podcast up and it goes on to iTunes and all these other things, Apple Podcasts, whatever, the music don't carry over. And so over time, I'm going to try to work on that. I'm going to try to, you know, enhance the podcast. But we're at episode 5. So I'm working with what I got. I'm recording these basically off my cell phone. So we'll make it work. We'll get better as time goes. You know, when we hit episode 100, it'll be a whole different podcast than what we started with. But the main thing is we keep pushing forward. So definitely check out the music. If you're listening on Anchor FM, like I said, Freaky Friday will be the song that plays at the beginning of the podcast. So if you listen to this now, you already heard it. And if you're listening at the end, it'll be at the end, will be Tory Lanez, For Me. So we'll kind of bookend those records, right? So that's where we're at with the music. Speaking of like basketball, competitiveness, retiring, all that stuff, NCAA Final Four is happening. March Madness has really been crazy. Our Final Four right now on the men's side is Loyola Chicago versus Michigan. Loyola is an 11 seed. Michigan is a 3. And then you got Villanova and Kansas, 2-1 seeds playing. And so I said last week I wasn't going to make any predictions. I don't have a bracket this year. So since I don't have a bracket, I really don't care. I'm always pulling for the upsets. And so I've been thinking a lot about how I wanted to make this decision about who I was going to pick. And my gut is telling me Michigan is going to knock Loyola off, and that Michigan, I don't know why, I think Michigan's going to win the whole thing. I want Loyola to win, and I hope I'm wrong, but I think Michigan is going to beat Loyola, and I think Kansas is going to beat Villanova, and I think somehow Michigan's going to beat Kansas, and Michigan's going to win a national championship. That's what I think. I think they had that crazy shot they hit against, I believe it was Houston, that Michigan they shouldn't even have got through, and somehow they did that, and now they've just been bodying teams. So I'm going to go Michigan and Kansas in the championship, and Michigan gets the win, and Kansas somehow doesn't get it done, even though they got a great squad. Villanova, I've seen them almost lose or lose to Providence and other teams that I follow pretty closely, and I don't know if I buy that they're going to get it done, but maybe I'm wrong, you know what I mean? That's my predictions on the NCAA, but I love it because, man, you keep getting to see Sister Jean from Loyola. It's hilarious. I just love that they always cut the camera to her and show her, like, she's just an old lady sitting down. She ain't got no, like, she ain't gonna have no, like, super expressive moment. Like, what do you want this lady to have, a heart attack? She old as dirt. Like, let her be happy, you know what I'm saying? Let her just chill. So I'm putting the camera in her face all the time and asking her if she wants to hang out with Charles Barkley. Like, you nuts out here. Charles Barkley ain't got no time to be hanging out with no old ladies. So ease up. All right. So we're going Michigan, Kansas, and then Michigan's winning the whole thing. We'll check in next week and see if I was right or wrong on that. Real quick, I want to talk about the UConn women's team. They're undefeated, and they are in the Final Four yet again. The women's Final Four is set as well. And the women's Final Four is not like the men's Final Four. There are no upsets. That's not how this thing works. It's not at all the case. The way it works in women's is the one seeds get through, basically. So you got number one Louisville taking on number one Mississippi State, and you got Notre Dame playing against Connecticut. I think last year, if I'm not mistaken, I think Mississippi State was the team that beat UConn on a buzzer beater. So that would be kind of crazy to watch Michigan State play against UConn in the final. But UConn's got to get through Notre Dame. But UConn women are undefeated this year. They've won, like, I think this is their 12th straight, like, Final Four or something like that, or some craziness like that. They've been to a whole bunch. They're, like, you know, unstoppable. It's kind of crazy that they're this, like, dominant. But, you know, I'm thinking they're going to win it again. So I just want to give them their props, man, because it's not easy what they're doing. They've won so many games, and they're so dominant where games aren't even supposed to be close, and it's very impressive. So I just want to give them a quick shout-out because I think that, you know, they're super impressive, and the women's game is fun to watch, and people really, like, you know, don't give it its just due, but I want to give them their shout-out. They get their just due. Speaking of UConn, real quick, UConn took away the basketball coach from the University of Rhode Island, Dan Hurley, who's taking URI to new heights. And as a Rhode Islander myself and a URI grad, I was very sad to see Dan Hurley go. He got to campus right before I graduated, and he seemed like a real good dude, and he turned the program around and made them a contender. So hopefully they figure out how to get somebody in place who's going to keep that vibe going. But he moves on to UConn to kind of try to revive that program on the men's side. So we'll see. I mean, it's got to be interesting going to a school where, like, the women's team is so much more dominant and relevant. That's got to be pretty interesting to deal with. So definitely stay tuned on that. We'll see what Dan Hurley does at UConn, because every school he's been at, he was at Wagner, turned them into a tournament team, was at URI, turned URI into a competitive tournament team. You know, now he's at UConn, and he should hopefully have all the resources he needs. I think they gave him $18 million over, like, six seasons or something. So good for him and his family. But, you know, sad for the University of Rhode Island. Got to shout out my Rhodey Rams all day, every day, even though Duke bodied us in the tournament. That was tough to watch. All right, so we're moving on here. My wife needs a break. NBA, the National Basketball Association. Okay, got a few things I want to talk about. I don't want to harp on the NBA too much. Playoffs is coming up. We're going to talk a lot about the NBA. I need a couple things to happen. Number one, stop asking if James Harden and LeBron James are in an MVP chase. James Harden is the NBA's MVP. That's it. And I'm not even a Harden fan. I'm a LeBron guy all day, every day. The Cavs have been far too inconsistent. I don't care if LeBron's been averaging big numbers. Like, you got to give it to Harden. He got the best record. He's balling. Like, he earned it this year. So please just give that MVP to Harden. It's not a conversation. LeBron's had a great season, but he's had so many games where just he don't look like he's into it. Like, even today, they just played Miami and they got smoked in Miami, and LeBron just didn't really look like he had it. So I think this is the year you got to give it to James Harden and just, like, let it be, you know, let that thing rock. So that's that. The Warriors got a lot of injuries. I think if Steph Curry can't play, they'll get through the first round. Like, that's light work. But the second and third round, they're going to really need Curry in the mix, man. They don't look like the same team without Steph. Klay's going to be coming back from an injury. Draymond got nicked up a little bit. Like, then he got kicked in the nuts, which is, like, you know, poetic. And KD had, like, a bruised rib or something. So they got to get their guys back healthy. Otherwise, they're going to be in trouble. But they really need Steph. I think they need Steph. He's a big deal for them. Kyrie Irving just had surgery. And everyone I know in Boston is like, it don't matter. Celtics all day. We're going all the way to Chip. Like, Rozier and Morris and Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and they're going to take us to the prom. No, you're out your mind. Y'all need Marcus Smart back because he's the glue, and you need Kyrie. You're going to need Kyrie when it matters. When the playoffs turn into a bunch of just a mess of a game, you're going to need Kyrie to get you a bucket, and you're going to need Kyrie to show you how it's done. So, Boston, you're tripping. You need Kyrie back, and you need Kyrie healthy. Stop with that bullshit. Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs. Yo, shame on the Spurs for trying to make Kawhi Leonard look like damaged goods. They're treating Kawhi Leonard like trash. I'm not a fan of it. I don't like what they're doing to Kawhi Leonard. He got hurt. Tony Parker's been in the media talking real spicy. Ginobili was talking wild. And I know a lot of sports analysts, they're saying that, you know, that's coming from Popovich and they're trying to put pressure on Kawhi. But, you know, I think if the dude's not ready to play, get off his back, man. Like, he gave y'all a lot. Getting injured multiple times last year, you know, had he not got injured last year, y'all could have gave the Warriors a run. So I really think it's time for them to lay off Kawhi, man. Kawhi Leonard is a great player. If he don't feel right, if his leg don't feel right, you know, then leave that man alone. He don't need to be, you know, getting pressed by y'all into playing. So, you know, shout outs to Kawhi Leonard, man. He's a quiet dude, but, you know, he needs to take his time coming back and do what's best for him. And honestly, man, I would say if the Spurs are going to treat him like that come free agency, I say he just leave a little bit of bread on the table and go somewhere where they want him. You know what I'm saying? Like, take his talents somewhere else, you know, go to the Lakers or something. Go somewhere where, you know, they'll want you and respect you and all that. And you don't got to worry about, you know, you might not make as much money as you could in San Antonio if they gave you the max, but you'd be happier. You know what I'm saying? And you got good young core around you. You could really lock up, play some defense with some young guys, fly around. Could be interesting. So, if I'm Kawhi, man, Spurs could kick rocks if they keep on talking. That's that with the NBA. I know sometimes a lot of y'all probably be thinking, like, damn, all this guy talks about is basketball. I'm sorry. Football season's coming up. The draft's in like 30 days. So NFL draft, we'll be talking about it for sure. Odell Beckham, all these different topics. They just changed the catch rule again. Who knows what a catch is anymore? They say they made it better. It probably got worse. So we'll definitely talk NFL coming up. I am not going to talk baseball very regularly. I'm sorry. It's probably not going to happen. I know opening day is like in 2 days. I don't care. I had somebody point out, yo, you got T-Mobile. T-Mobile, you get the MLB network for like free for the whole year. I ain't watching the damn game. Not going to happen. I don't care about baseball. Sometimes I watch around the playoffs, but I'm usually not watching baseball. I'll probably go to a San Diego Padres game this year, maybe. I do like going to the games live. I do think baseball is way better live, so if you're a baseball head, I respect it, but I can't watch that shit on TV. Maybe in the playoffs, maybe the World Series. Otherwise, it's a dub. Get out of here. Only baseball I watch is the Little League World Series because those kids are hilarious because they be crying and they be ruining their whole life. And I'm just a mean person. I like to watch them struggle. I think it's funny that that's like the hardest thing they went through in their whole life. Like, you know, shed them tears. That's funny. And I watch the World Baseball Classic because I'm all about having pride in your country. You know what I'm saying? So I watch the World Baseball Classic, but Major League Baseball, nah, not on the regular, not going to happen. Hockey, I don't think I'm going to talk hockey anytime soon, but hockey playoffs is coming up, and I will say that's some entertaining shit. The hockey playoffs is very entertaining. We got a few months. I'll talk some soccer when the World Cup rolls through. It's going to be in Russia. That's going to be interesting. So that's what I got for sports right now. Let's jump into my comedy situation. Currently, I'm trying to be more consistent. I'm trying to get myself to open mics and be, you know, more consistent with the grind. It's really like, it's tough sometimes to get out at night and really, you know, work and, excuse me, man, I apologize. Got a little cough there. And I don't want to wreck the podcast because we doing it in one take, baby. So you gotta bear with me. It's tough out here in these streets. Back to it. I'm trying to be consistent with the open mics. I'm trying to get some more mics if possible. So last week I went to an open mic pretty much every single night. I recorded the podcast on a Monday, and then Tuesday through Friday I did open mics. I gave the weekend to my wife and hung out with her. But back to it now. Was just at the American Comedy Company tonight for their open mic. I gotta give them a shout out. American Comedy Company, their open mic is a lot of fun. It's random, so your name gets picked out of a bucket, so you just gotta hope your name gets picked. But they get good crowds, people show up, it's downtown, they show up to drink, hang out, drink specials, and all that. So it's definitely a great time out if you're looking for something to do in San Diego. But that's a lot of fun at that mic. It's also been a good way for me to work on like what I'm doing with like comedy. So I'm really trying to like work on having a tighter set. You know, usually at these open mics you get like 3 to 5 minutes. So I'm really trying to focus on having like a tight 3-5 minutes where it's just like I'm constantly, you know, getting jokes out, getting laughs out. It's being sharper. I'm not wasting words. I'm trying to just make sure I get through, you know, hit my jokes and really, you know, make the most of that time I have on stage. So it's been good practice. So really happy about that. I'll be at more open mics this week, and I've got a show on Friday. It's going to be at Friday at 8 o'clock in San Diego. It's going to be at the KO Brewery and Restaurant, the KO Underground Brewery and Restaurant. That's downtown on 5th Ave. So it'll be a fun show. It's going to be a nice bar show, a lot of good comedians on it. So I'm excited to be on that. Shout outs to Neil Singh for booking me on that. Appreciate him for that. I'm also trying to get more content out. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get more content out to people. I'm trying to make sure that I can, you know, be more consistent with content. So if I'm not doing, you know, a show, or if I'm not promoting something, it's also, you know, getting more content on Instagram, on Facebook. I'm trying to be more consistent. So I recently put out a video. It was a clip actually from a show I had done back in New England. And it was about about Rhode Island, my home state, and just how people in Rhode Island are. And it was honestly like a 1 minute little tiny little snippet, but I thought it was funny, like the premise. Like it definitely wasn't fleshed out. I think that might have been the first time I ever did it on stage. It was kind of like me just riffing. But then I put like pictures on the background of it because it was just the audio from the open mic, from the show. And so that audio, I put some pictures over it that I thought were funny. And I got a lot of love for it, especially from people back home in Rhode Island. So I definitely think that was a sign that's like, I gotta do more content. I gotta do a little bit more and step out of my comfort zone. So that's really important. Two more comedy shout outs. Brent Morin, I checked out his 30-minute special on Netflix on the stand ups on that show. Brent also has a 1 hour comedy special on Netflix that's real funny. And yeah, he's pretty dope, man. Brent he's super chill. I met him like when I first started doing stand up at Foxwoods, the first show I ever did at Foxwoods at when comics used to be at Foxwoods. I bombed hard on stage, and it was like I was probably like 6-7 months into doing stand up. I bombed hard, and I came off stage, and he was headlining that weekend, and Brent was just hanging in the green room, and he was low key. He was pretty toasted. He was in there drinking, hanging out. He's a big Clippers fan. He was watching a Clippers game. And I came to the green room, and he was just like, "Hey, man, sometimes it gets weird out there, you know? And, you know, you'll be all right. You'll bounce back." So it was kind of good to have somebody who's been in the game kind of give me that push. So shout-outs to him and his special. Definitely check it out if you got time. I think it's a great special. Just if you want a quick laugh for 30 minutes, or if you want to watch his full special and get an hour's worth and get a good laugh in. Brent's real funny. So definitely recommend that for sure. So looking at the time, we're at about 30 minutes. So, you know, I was talking a lot. I was talking kind of fast too. So we're going to work on it. We're going to work on the pacing. We're going to work on the content. We're going to work on all that stuff. You know, we're not getting a ton of listeners every week, but every single person who listens, I appreciate you. You take the time to listen to, you know, 5 minutes. You take the time to just skim through it, whatever it is. I really appreciate you. You know, we're right at about 30 minutes right now, which I'm cool with. So I'm going to wrap up with some shout outs and then we're going to get out of here. So I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to My Wife Needs a Break. Again, big shout outs to the Anchor app, man. If you don't have Anchor, the Anchor app is great. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, I think it's a great way to start, getting your feet wet. That's what I'm doing right now. And I'm learning more ways I can be more productive. But, you know, Anchor is a great platform that literally they take your podcast and they spread it out across all these different networks. The app itself is real cool, to listen to podcasts and things like that. So, big shout outs to Anchor for being, you know, just like a good way to get people into podcasting, because I didn't know how to get started. And literally all it took was me having my cell phone, a little microphone, and boom, I'm in. I make my podcast every week, and I really appreciate them for doing that. So shout outs to them as a starting point. So here we go. Here's my shout outs for the week. These are some people that I think y'all should consider maybe following on Instagram, you know, and keeping up with, and I'll tell you a little bit about why I'm giving them a big shout out. So I got 3 shout outs today. Real important. First one, I'm not gonna lie, I don't know if I'm pronouncing the name 100% right. I'll spell it out and I'm gonna tag them on Instagram when I post this as well. Savvy the Amusing. It's SAVVY underscore THE underscore AMUSING. So I don't know if I'm saying that right. Dude's a stand-up comedian and he does impressions and like voiceovers. But what I really been watching on his Instagram is he does like voiceovers of, I'm big into the NBA and sports in general, but he does a lot of sports voiceovers where he'll take like interviews and stuff, and he just puts like an interesting, funny like spin on like them. But he also does pretty good impressions of like random people you wouldn't think. Like he has a really funny Isaiah Thomas like impression, Lonzo Ball. He does a lot of LeBron stuff. So he kind of mixes it up. He has a real good Joel Embiid. So if you're into sports, I definitely think, you know, follow Savvy the Amusing on Instagram. You know, he's hilarious, very, very funny. So I highly recommend checking him out for sure. Next person I want to recommend y'all check out, I'm sure you already do because this dude's got like over 2 million followers on Instagram, but I'm still going to shout him out. I know I remember him from the Vine days. Let me see. Reggie Kaz. Reggie Coase, my bad. I apologize. REGGIECOUZ. He's hilarious. If you follow me on Instagram, on Snapchat, whatever, I've been posting a whole bunch of videos where I've been like bothering my wife while I play this song called Double Seaweed Deluxe. And it's by another gentleman whose name I'm forgetting off the top of my head, and I apologize. I'm going to find him too, and I'm going to tag him as well. But Reggie's like singing on it, and it's just mad funny. It's like a SpongeBob, like I'm like, if you haven't heard this before, like you, it's pretty funny. Reggie's on it. It's, yeah, here we go. Yeah, there it is. That's a vibe. Can you feel that right now? It's got a good little bounce to it. Yeah. It's real good. Yeah. And the beat drop in is real smooth. So it's pretty funny. A lot of people have been doing dance videos to it. The Double Seaweed Deluxe Challenge. So I've been playing that a whole bunch on my Instagram story, especially. Because I've been finding it super, super funny. So I definitely recommend following Reggie. If you don't follow Reggie, Reggie also does a whole bunch of cool, he does like gospel, he does like church remixes of like if a pastor and like a choir would sing like a Migos record. And it's all just real funny. He has a lot of funny content. So I want to give him a big shout out and check him out. Follow him. Last person I want to shout out. I've shouted him out before on the podcast, but I got to give him a shout out for a cool reason. Ben Jane, producer, going to be based out of LA soon, but based out of New York now, also a Rhode Island native. I know him from him working with my cousin and just being around and seeing him kind of develop over the years. His Instagram is BenJayne1. So that's BenJayne, and the number one. Ben's a good dude. He's been working real hard. He's a young guy who's put a lot of work in, and I'm happy to see him getting a lot of success. He produced the record New Freezer for Rich the Kid. In the first episode of the podcast, we talked about how that was now a gold record and how it was amazing that, you know, this kid I saw grow up basically from hanging out with my cousin making beats at my grandmother's crib is now like this, like, you know, legit producer who's like producing gold records. But that record officially went platinum like a week ago, so he's a platinum producer, man. So I just gotta give him a big shout out because that's real cool. So shout out to him. I hope he keeps making great progress and making great music and chasing his dreams. So I think that's real cool. So that's it for this week on the podcast with the shout outs. We're closing in on about 36 minutes. So again, still a little bit, you know, a little bit slow, if you will, on getting the podcast to the 30 minute time frame. But I think we're going to get there eventually. And I appreciate you taking the time to listen to My Wife Needs a Break, episode number 5. If you got the time, definitely check out the first, you know, 4 episodes before this one. But we're going to try our best every week to get this podcast out and keep on, you know, talking about things that my wife don't want to hear me talk about. So if you got time, I appreciate you sharing it with me. And like I said, over the next, you know, few months, hopefully we'll keep growing the podcast and doing some more cool things and really trying to be creative. So hopefully that's the direction we're going in. Until then, I'll see you next. I'll talk to you next time. I'll hopefully get some feedback from y'all as well. But it's been cool. It's been real. My name's Rui. This is My Wife Needs a Break, the podcast, episode number 5. Peace.